It's Friday the 14th of June 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is called Her First Sports Day. After several aborted attempts, it was the Geek Daughter's first ever sports day on Wednesday of this week. She had been due to have one at nursery last year, which she did practice for and was quite excited about, but then it had to be cancelled a couple of times because of the weather, and then she left nursery and didn't get the chance. And in fact, this one was the school's second attempt at getting the sports day scheduled, as the first one got rained off at the very last minute, and we were walking out of the door with her in her sports kit when the text came through to say it was cancelled. So we had floods of tears and she was very upset. But this time, although the sky was really, really threatening, we walked to school and it all went ahead. Now, personally, I was never a sporty child. I don't remember ever doing well at sports day, although my mother may argue the point on that one. My overwhelming memories were that I ran slower than everybody else, and I usually finished in the middle to the back of the pack, and I gave up PE as soon as I could, and I've got progressively less and less active since then. So I was pleased that the Geek Daughter was excited about her sports day, but I was also wondering how we could keep that enthusiasm going if she ended up inheriting my sporting abilities. Her sports day was held in the morning, so we dropped the kids off and then all the parents just hung around on the sports field, and chairs were brought out and refreshments were served, and eventually this little train of kids came out and they set up their chairs on the opposite side of the running track, so we weren't allowed to be with our kids. We were separated by the track. There were three classes because it was all the infant school, so reception, Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2. And our school has a double intake for each of those years, so there were six little banks of kids, and each of the classes was split into four rows. So the Geek Daughter was sat with perhaps six or seven of her peers, and they ran in those little rows. So it was never the full class that ran, it was a subset of the class. The Geek Daughter got up for her first race, and the first race was just a straightforward sprint, so she lined up with the rest of her peers, the whistle went, they all pelted it down the field. She seemed to do quite well. She was one of three that hung around at the end and seemed to be given stickers, so we assumed that meant she'd been placed, which we were delighted with. And she came back and sat down in her chair and waved and smiled at us and then stuck two fingers up, so we assumed that meant she'd come second, which we thought was really good. We watched her get up again three more times. They did the egg and spoon race, they did the sack race, and they did the beanbag on the head race. She did really well with the egg and spoon race. She only dropped her egg once right at the end. And the beanbag race, she didn't drop the beanbag at all, and she bounced along quite happily in the sack race. And after each of those races, she got a sticker at the end. So she got placed in everything that she did, which we were sitting there going, wow, goodness, she's doing really well. And then at the end, there was the mums and dads race, and I managed to get out of the mums race because I had lost the geek son at that point, so I had to go and find him. Luckily, he was just sitting under a chair, but by the time I found him, I'd missed my chance. What a shame. But the Geek Daddy's a great sport, so he got up and did the dad's race. And, you know, didn't win, but didn't come last either, so he did all right. And then after a couple of hours, it was all over. The kids all filed back into school. The Geek Daddy and I headed off home. And we had to wait until I collected the Geek Daughter later to find out exactly how well she'd done in the whole thing. And it turns out in the four races that she ran, she came first in two of them and second in the other two. So she was placed in everything. She won the sack race and the beanbag on the head race, and she came second in the sprint and the egg and spoon race. And she said she would have won the egg and spoon, but she dropped her egg at the end and one of her classmates just snuck in past her. So, she's got this little collection of stickers, which you'll see on the cover art of this boo. I think the biggest factor is her birthday, because she's an October birthday, so she's old in her year, whereas I'm an end of July birthday, so I was always young. And I'm sure I read something somewhere that said there are more successful sports people born in September than anything else. So, you know, obviously at the moment the Geek Daughter is taller than a lot of her classmates, she's got longer legs, and she's just more mature and more developed. But I wonder if there's something in that, you know, an initial bit of success early on prompts them to great things. Well, that can't be a bad thing, can it?